B-Pod Studios.
We have a book that has been written by Catherine Lee Scott. It's called The Bunny Years. Back in the good old days of the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, where a guy could get a key and go to a club and have beautiful Playboy bunnies serve his every need. And on the phone with us right now is Catherine Lee Scott. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
When were you a Playboy bunny and where did you work?
I worked in the New York Club and I started shortly after the New York Club opened, and that was January 1963.
Wow. So very early on.
Oh, yes. The club actually opened in December of 62.
Now, from what I understand with the release of the book, coming out, there is going to be a bunny reunion at Heff's Mansion?
Actually, yes. That's next week.
Is this place going to be just swarming with classic bunnies from the past?
You know, actually it is. There are several playmates that are going to be dressed in the vintage bunny costumes, which really, I can't wait to see that. I haven't seen a bunny costume in years.
Tell me about those days. You know, I'm too young to have frequented the Playboy Club, but boy, I wish there would have been one open now.
Wouldn't it be fun? Actually, the last Playboy Club closed about 12 years ago, and they started in 1960, so they had a long run, 25 years.
Now, how did it work? If you became a member of a Playboy Club, you got a key with the Playboy Bunny on it, and it would allow you entrance into, what, all the clubs all over the country?
Actually, all over the world. There were clubs in Japan, and there were five in England. So you got a little key, and then it had a number on it, and that was a charge card. So you could charge your food and drink.
Wow. What were the clubs like? I mean, let's take the New York Club, for example.
The New York Club was in a very elegant part of town. It was at 5 East 59th Street, just across from the Plaza Hotel. And it was seven floors, and when you walked in, there was the living room and the cartoon corner and the Playmate Bar, which had illuminated
pictures.
What's the cartoon corner?
The cartoon corner had blow-ups of all of those wonderful cartoons that were in the pages of Playboy magazine.
Oh, okay.
And then the centerfolds, they had big illuminated blow-ups of the centerfolds on the wall behind the bar.
So they actually had blow-up dolls in there.
No, they didn't need it. They had the
society had passed the Playboy clubs by.
Well,
but
towards
the late 80s and the 90s, you know, the whole upscale strip club thing came
exactly
into vogue.
And now I think that there was cocktails and martinis coming back and supper clubs and so on. There is room for it. But, you know, most of the women that I interviewed for the bunny years said that if they had daughters, sort of the right age, if they wanted to be bunnies, absolutely.
Because it does not have the same connotation as a strip club would.
Not at all.
I mean, it was a nightclub with high-class entertainment, and the women, correct me if I'm wrong, were not prancing around naked. You had your uniforms you wore.
Oh, we had these wonderful satin uniforms with the bunny ears and the tail, which really it's sort of a nostalgic thing to look at now, but at the time when I was a bunny, you were really defying convention, the social conventions of the time to do that.
Do you still have your bunny costume?
No, I've just got my ears. Oh. I turned in my bunny costume when I went on the show Dark Shadows.
You were on the show Dark Shadows?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, when I was at the Playboy Club, I was a student at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and then when I graduated, Dan Curtis hired me to be on this new television show called Dark Shadows.
Looked at the back of the book. They got a picture. You're very beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
you know, there are about 300 photographs in the book of the women in their bunny costumes when they were working at the club, and then the way they are now. Have you noticed how beautiful some of them are?
Yeah, a lot of them hold up pretty well. Now, I'll be honest with you, some of them don't.
This is life.
Some of them have fallen apart. All right, a lot of airbrushed photography.
No, there's no airbrush photography, but I will say, yeah, this is life. I mean, you know, we are more mature women.
Some rather famous people or who went on to bigger and better things were, in fact, Playboy bunnies.
Well, did you see the picture of Lauren Hutton? I mean, she looks fabulous.
Yeah.
And Susan Sullivan, who's doing Dharma and Greg now, she looks great. And she's probably my closest friend from those years. And, there's some pretty terrific-looking women, and women who went on to a great deal of success.
What about the stigma that was probably back then, and maybe even with some conservatives now, that being a Playboy bunny was degrading to women?
Oh, well, I don't... First of all, I don't think it was degrading to women at all. I think it was, in fact, empowering to us. I mean, we were a teenage workforce. In many cases, we were earning more than our fathers, and we were... there are probably about maybe 15 women in the book who were also in the magazine.
Now, were you ever approached to pose in the magazine?
No, now, there's another thing I'd like to speak to Mr. Hefner about. But I have to tell you, I am in the magazine this month.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm an article. And I said to him, I knew that the only way I'd ever get into Playboy magazine is as an article, not as a playmate.
Would you have been glad to pose for Playboy?
You know, I would like to have been asked.
Yeah, but you don't know if you'd go that extra mile to actually pose.
Think so. Well, for one thing, I was, I was an aspiring actress. And I think that in those days, you didn't even do lingerie modeling if you wanted to be a real model. And I think that as an actress, I would have probably thought very carefully if it would enhance my career or not.
You talk about talking to all these former bunnies, and they describe it as a positive experience. What's the common thread between these that makes it a positive experience?
I think that because as 18 and 19-year-olds, we learned how to handle ourselves in an adult world of easy intimacy, learn how to, you know, set up the boundaries, let people know how we wanted to be treated, and that's a lesson that you learn and you use it the rest of your life in any workplace you're in.
Catherine, I have to ask you this. You say you wish Hef would have asked you at least to pose in the magazine.
Well, you never like to feel left out.
I know, but then I have to ask you this. My reporter's instinct.
Okay.
Are there any nude photos of you out in circulation?
No.
All right. some in your private collection?
No, and at this point in my life, I don't think there will be.
The book is simply called The Bunny Years?
It's called The Bunny Years. And it's a hardcover book with a really beautiful cover. Kelly Collins, who was one of the very first bunnies, is on the cover.
And loaded with vintage photographs.
Absolutely, color and black and white.
Catherine Lee Scott, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And spending a little time with us.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Ooh. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. Oh, we made it. We made it to Friday. It's Friday, and Dave has already started to get everybody in the place mad at him.
Come on, man.
You know you have.
No, I haven't.
He just brings energy. I brought smiles to people's faces, Stan.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Jeff Zito had to go to you to say lay off of Matt Mangus.
Oh.
Because you were overbearing.
That's well, my, he likes to spend time with Uncle Matt.
And Uncle my new Matt office. Was working and had enough of him.
He said, I can stop in there anytime. That's and, my office then, is your
yeah,
office.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean
and
that.
And Zito is running back into the control room here to get away from Dave because Dave is following him like a dog down the hallway.
No, I had to talk to him about something, man.
Business, right?
Absolutely.
No. Look at Zito right there.
Absolutely.
No, it's no, it's not the case.
Where's he at?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's trying to stay out of your line of sight.
Like what you do when you go hide in there and lay down on the floor.
What's up, bro?
What happened to your arm?
What?
I told him, I said, see?
What?
Lift up, show me your muscle.
About that. Yep.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do know.
Looks like a nipple.
How'd you get that?
A nipple?
Yeah.
It does look like, dude, I got a third nipple.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's growing.
No, you don't.
What the hell is that, Stan?
Like a thumb.
Dave has a nipple on his bicep.
I refuse to
from
say.
From getting grabbed. That's all I can say.
Please.
Oh, come on, man.
Please.
God.
Hey, can you be quiet for just a second? I got some serious
talk. Stan needs to drink his coffee.
Thank you, Amy. Take a last swig before I got to do some serious talk. Because I want this to be a good Friday. I want everything relaxed in here because...
Is it Good Friday already?
No, I think it's
when
next
is that?
Week.
Next week?
Next week? 2 weeks? I don't know. Been getting a lot of emails, a lot of texts, and this is a difficult time for a lot of people here at the Stan and Haney Show and at K-Rock. And I want to... talk about this seriously for just a second so we can move on. We were informed last week that our dear friend and producer Junior was not going to be with 96K Rock anymore or Beasley at this present time. This is by no means a reflection on the work that he did and how
which was fantastic
and how we feel about him. Both Haney and I took Junior under our wing, and much like a son to us, we were very close to him. But like your business, your significant other, wherever they may work, your neighbor. Things you read about in the newspaper and all of this. We have accountants. We have budgets. And...
Well, it's a corporation.
And we are a corporation. And every once in a while, the corporation, the business, reassesses about how many funds are available, how much can be distributed, and there have been a lot of changes around here in the company and here at the radio station with Jeff Zito soon to be moving on. There were some other positions that needed to be filled, and the accountants go and tell the business people that we have a budget that needs to be taken care of. Some fit into the budget, some don't fit into the budget, and things can change on a moment's notice. And that was the case for Junior. We are still dear friends with him. We care about him.
I'm working with him on music. He and I see each other
care about him very much. it was nothing that he did. It was a decision that had to be made, and I also wanted...
And made harder because the fact that he was doing a fantastic job.
He was doing a great job, and It has been difficult for us. It has also been difficult, and I want to give him credit for Rob's show. Rob wanted to come here and do a show at night, and they told him in order to do a show at night that he would have to help us out here. And he had, let me put it to you this way. We didn't want to see the changes. He didn't want to see the changes. We have to do what we have to do right now. And it's difficult on him. It's difficult on us. It's difficult on Junior. But I just want to let everybody know that this elephant in the room has to be known because people are calling, texting, emailing, and I just want to let everybody know.
That's a tribute to Junior.
Yes. And so I just want to let everybody know that this has been a week of adjustment for everybody. And Rob's going into it cold. We're going into it cold because we're used to so many things. And it's just one of the unfortunate things of business. And I hope people can understand that and at least for the time being, accept it and knowing that we're still trying to do the best we can. We love Junior, and I hope in the future he can come back in some way, shape, or form, and he will always be our friend, and he's still very much a part of our lives right now, and I just wanted to clear the air about all this. People asking questions, wondering what's going on. That's what's going on. And I'm not going to say anything further about it.
Okay, good.
Yes. And I just want to get that done with. So thank you. And somehow, some way, shape, or form, you survive. You, what is it with you?
I'm contagious, bro.
He's a survivor.
And I'm a superstar, man.
You're not nothing.
Yeah, I am. I mean, right?
We're going to take a break.
It's just nobody knows it.
That's right. Don't get jealous, bro.
I'm not jealous. Trust me, I'm not jealous of you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here.
Already
Stan
did.
And Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. What's the matter? Hold it. Why isn't that working? It was working fine. Hold on. I didn't.
You got to turn it. There you go. There.
You got to turn it on.
It popped out. Jeez, don't tell me, Dave. And Haney, you know better.
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
I know better what?
That I would have that button in. Button's always in. And then Dave directing me. Who the hell are you?
What do you mean, man?
Well, I was just going to ask you,
I'm
Dave.
I'm Dave, bro.
What did you have to use to get rid of the anchovy smell?
Oh, man. That was so bad.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
You said it was like anchovy and
yeah,
garlic?
Anchovy.
Was it his pizza?
Oh, God.
Wait a second.
You don't want to know what happened.
Wait a second. Did you drop the pizza? Did you spill the pizza?
It got deformed.
I stuck it in my trunk.
You idiot. So yesterday... Haney's going to Dave to do some running around.
And you were very helpful in suggesting toppings.
So Haney says...
I think you're responsible for roasted garlic.
Yeah, I got something even better today for Dave. And he knows what it is. last night, Haney's given Dave his dinner order.
Mm-hmm.
Wants Dave to pick it up, bring it over his house.
Mm-hmm.
Haney said... I'm in the mood for a pizza.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave suggested the pizza, I was off and running.
And it's not one or two toppings. No, it was about 8-9 toppings.
Yes.
Ranging everywhere from peppers, onions, hamburger, garlic, roasted garlic.
Well, the place that I go to, anchovies. You have to spell it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Anchovies.
So,
I love anchovies.
So you pick up the pizza. What happened?
I picked up the pizza.
You dropped it.
No. I put it in my trunk, and I think I slammed on the brakes one time because of traffic, and so I heard a little...
Everything slid off?
Slid a little bit, right?
It did.
It slid, so next thing I know, there was a leak problem. out of the box into the trunk of the car.
Anchovy and roasted garlic
juice. And there's these two giant, long, just oily anchovy, triple cheese.
They escaped garlic. The box?
Yeah. No, the anchovies were still in the box. But the juices from everything went to that one side and just
They were
dripped.
Very generous with the anchovies.
Oh, yeah, because it's not a big seller. They get rid of it, put it on a pie.
And so I had to pull over because I'm going, what's going on? I'm like, what
so
is
did
happening?
Did you wash it out of your car?
Yes.
Because that smell will not go away.
I had to.
What did it take to fight the anchovy? Because that's powerful.
Well, I used rags, water, and then...
Any chemicals?
Yeah, I used Lysol disinfectant. Spray, you know, home cleaner stuff.
Yeah, it's still not going to get it out.
I'm scared to go open the trunk.
It's like, how many of you have ever had, like, at home, peel and eat shrimp, and you throw the shrimp in the garbage?
Oh.
You're not getting it out.
Mm-mm.
Anything for anything that, you know, small and from the sea.
You know what my pizza looked like?
What?
It was a large, so picture a large pizza box, and your bottom right quadrant was... completely full of all the toppings of the pizza, and the rest of it was just a cheese pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I didn't even pop the lid, because I was like, I don't even want to look, man. I was scared to.
You ate it, though, right?
Well, I had to reconstruct it. It's almost like I had to make the pizza again.
All right, on. Just slide everything back over.
Well, there was no sliding at this point.
Really?
No, it had solidified.
It's that triple cheese, man. It just.
But I didn't order triple cheese.
He just ordered extra.
I know. I said, you know, let's make it.
It's called an extra sprinkling.
So you think it was the triple cheese that did it?
Well, it was just so hot, man, when they gave it to me.
When it's hot and that cheese, triple cheese.
It hasn't settled.
No, it's like a lava.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
All right. Jeez.
And you got to be, you know.
Sorry, bro.
Anchovies are aggressive.
Yes, they are.
Oh.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
They're an aggressive species.
Yes, it is. Especially if the juices.
And all the toppings right there in the bottom right. I open up the, it's pizza time. I open it up and what the?
Sorry, bro.
Before the show started,
that was probably, you know, a good $12 worth of toppings.
Yes,
in the right quadrant.
I don't, it's got to be more than $12 worth of toppings.
How much? I don't even know how much it was.
I don't know, man, because you had like eight toppings, nine toppings. Hamburger, chovies, garlic, red peppers,
onions. I think it's like, after two toppings, it's like $3 more for an extra topping.
Oh, no, they charge you for every topping.
Yeah.
Oh, this place charges you for everyone.
Yeah, you start out with a basic cheese pizza.
$21 if you had seven items on it.
Well, I think some of the toppings that I wanted were $3, and the other ones were $2.50.
Okay.
Jeez.
Depending on...
The toppings were more than the pizza.
Well, the anchovies were considered a premium topping at
$3. Premium.
And I think the roasted red peppers were a premium. Probably the garlic was a premium. And then the meatballs, that's considered a standard. And the onions and all that stuff. So that probably was a pretty penny.
Yeah. Was it good?
After reconstruction, yeah.
All right.
It was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was watching before I came into the studio today. I was closely watching.
Welcome back to another day.
I don't want to hear it.
The Masters. Steeped in rich tradition. Players walking.
You're playing with fire.
Not riding in golf carts, which would greatly expedite the game. Baseball games have been sped up. But golf... keeping with tradition, they're still walking and walking, still walking at the Masters on CBS.
I hate it.
I love it. Domino's. Somebody just said Domino's would have replaced the whole pie for you.
Well, I had no clue.
Could have made Dave go back out and get it.
Keep in mind, it is not the restaurant's problem.
No.
The restaurant handed Dave a beautiful pizza. It was in transit that the damage was done.
Sorry, bro.
I love this. Just got a text from Junior. Dave, the little bitch, doesn't know how to transport a pizza.
Right on, Junior. Thank you, bro.
Little bitch.
Love you, bud.
Oh, man. I guess all of you guys with the Thrones all excited about this Sunday, huh?
Oh, is it this Sunday?
I think so.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones Season 8 is almost here. Get ready for 6 new episodes. Wait, 6? Seriously? Why are they only doing 6?
Because they're movie length.
What happened to 10 episodes?
Could have cut them up.
Like they did for the first 6 seasons. I mean, the whole 8th season will be over by the middle of May. I'm feeling a little gypped here. Just saying. Game of Thrones Season 8 on HBO. Only 6 episodes.
Yeah, the first 2 are under an hour.
Yeah.
And then the last 4 are like a minimum of an hour and 20 minutes. And it's supposed to be like the amount of money sunk into this is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
See, they're like you, Stan. This is, what season is this? 8?
6.
What, 6? Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
8. 6 episodes, 8 seasons.
So they're like you. They greenlit, you know, Game of Thrones years ago, and it started out where the fans of the book, you know, propped it up, and then people started finding out about it, and then people in different countries around the world. By season 8, somebody like you said, you know what? I think we've got a hit on our hands. We should throw money at it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? With this season coming up, I think I might start watching. I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Annie gave me the first season. I didn't watch it on DVD. I didn't see the appeal.
Yeah, well, at least at least you're reading the Howlin' Wolf book.
Oh, there's so much I'm learning.
I swear,
about him.
There has got to be some sort of spiritual connection between you and Howlin' Wolf.
There is.
See, I thought it was going to be me and Howlin' Wolf, but no, it's you.
He was amazing. He was amazing. You know, he made Howlin' Wolf. You know, everybody knows how the Rolling Stones loved him and how, you know, towards the end of his life, he was doing all the blues and jazz festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a younger generation discovered him. He was making his bones in the 1930s and knew and performed with and considered Robert Johnson a dear friend. And he's got some Robert Johnson stories in there, and he's got his own thoughts, or he had his own thoughts on how Mr. Johnson passed away.
Everybody does.
And he knew him very well. They did gigs together.
Can you imagine that? Howlin' Wolf and Robert Johnson.
Yeah. I'm in the war years right now. World War II, the big one, where he was forced to join the army because he wasn't doing enough work on the plantation.
Well, he never did like to plow.
No, and that's why they said that they thought he wasn't doing enough work. He always got out by playing music and stuff and making money that way. And so when the war broke out, well, before Pearl Harbor, the landowner just said, hey, guess what you're doing? You're joining the army. And so now I'm at that point right now.
Full life.
Yeah. Oh, he's only in his... He just turned 30. He's already had a full life in this book. You're familiar with all the latest dating terms.
Yeah.
I can't believe they gave a name to this. I was doing this years ago. I was doing this back in the 80s. Are you familiar with the term, the new dating term, cloaking?
No, that one I am not.
It's the next level up above ghosting. This is worse than ghosting. It's when you block the other person on all forms of social media that you previously communicated on. Where they basically any conversation, instant messaging, social network,
any platform,
get rid of it. It's like the person didn't exist. A British woman coined the term after she was stood up. The guy erased all records of their previous flirting on every single app and program.
It's being stood up, but like extra. I'm Rachel Thompson. I'm the person who coined the term cloaking after a truly terrible dating experience. Cooking is when a person doesn't just stand you up for a date, they also block you on any app that you've previously communicated on. This person just disappeared from my phone. So while I was putting my highlighter on my face and like putting my lipstick on and getting excited for the date, he was busy like blocking me on every single app.
Dude, I was doing this
back in
the 80s.
Having a word for it just like helps to unite people.
You'd be called blocking back then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Life Cereal is looking actively for the next Mikey.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it? I'm not going to try it.
You try it.
I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Yeah.
He'll try
it. He won't eat it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
When you bring Life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
Yeah. Apparently they're doing open casting calls at the Walmarts.
Hmm.
Five major cities. Or you could submit a video online to lifecastingcontest.com. You have until the 27th.
Hold on a second. I'm looking at our monitor. Is Trump having work done on the cable?
Yes, he is. Yep. Got the cable people.
But
there.
That's not going to stop him from doing a press conference if he needs
no,
to.
No.
Well, what's next? Are they going to, you know, bring back like a, you know, a Mason Reese lookalike?
Remember him? We've had him on the show.
Yes, we have.
If you don't know who Mason Reese is,
you do.
Look him up. And when he was a child actor, was the funniest looking thing in the world.
Yep. Sold hot dogs and bologna.
Yep. Yep. It's like having a smorgasbord.
Yep.
We told you yesterday, I even heard Zito talk about the story today, about the three women who were air drying.
Mm-hmm.
I have the 911 call that came in.
You want to talk about WFO, bro? Yeah, I hear that.
This was the call that came in from the rest stop. I guess an employee had to call it in because a woman complained that there were three nudes.
Three naked ladies taking an air bath.
Air bath.
Highway Patrol, duty officer Lancey, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Pasco at the rest area. Three women tanning in the nude.
Oh, okay. And he's on the line?
He is on the line, yeah.
All right.
I'm the custodian here.
Can you tell me where in the rest area are they, though?
Oh, they're on the northbound side of the building, all three of them, standing in the nude, putting on suntan lotion. Only reason I know that, I was inside cleaning, and the lady came up and told me there's three women out there in the nude.
Okay. I'll get somebody out there.
And then it began.
Now, if they just left them alone, nothing would have happened.
No.
Instead, we ended up with multiple high-speed chases.
Yep.
Didn't they have to bash the windows in and tase them?
Yeah, tase them. You know how on the Today Show, Al Roker will go, that's what's going on here. Let's see what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes, you know what? We have personal lives and we're not prepared and we're talking about what we should or shouldn't have done. But, you know.
This is not at some small podunk town.
You know what? Effed up situation.
This was the New York City affiliate switching to the local weather forecast on the Today Show. And the local weatherman in New York City, the flagship, was not prepared to go on the air. And
he was gossiping.
And let the F-bomb fly. Note, whenever NBC Network is in a situation, they just let the NBC chime go.
Yep.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
And that's your latest weather, Savannah.
You know what? Why did they cut that off? Allow the man to have a moment of introspection there. They got the CGI up. They got your 5-day forecast going. Why not find out and let the guy get it off his chest?
in this world of Me Too and being sexist towards women.
Well, listen to this. You're going to listen to this.
Especially if you're an elected government official, local, national, don't matter. Janice Hahn is from the Los Angeles, California Board of Supervisors. And they had Brad Pitt in to testify to get funding for a museum.
I guess him and Diane Keaton were there the same day about this museum.
And so after Brad Pitt was done, think of this if this was a man and some sexy chick was there, some movie starlet. Here is an elected official on the L.A. Board of Supervisors just gushing that this handsome Brad Pitt was in her chambers testifying. Oh, what a dreamboat.
When Brad Pitt is sitting there testifying personally, I could have listened to him talk all day. This is so embarrassing, but I was starstruck. Like, I'm thinking, you know, Ocean's 11. I'm thinking The Legends of the Fall. I had professional women who I serve with in the county come up to me and say, he's really hot. So this was feeding into me. And then when I saw him, he did not disappoint.
This is an elected
official. Can we have some decorum, please?
Yeah, exactly. So Game of Thrones, people are so into this, you Thronesies, that you're so into this.
Is that a thing now?
Yeah.
You pronounced it a thing officially?
Yeah. Trekkies, Warsies, and Thronesies.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon thought, people are so hyped up about this, let's go out on the street and ask them about their expectations of Game of Thrones, but mispronounce it every time and see if anybody bothers to pick up on that the reporter is pronouncing Game of Thrones
incorrectly. No, because the reporter is in a position of authority. He must be right.
Yep, he must be right. Nobody corrects him.
The Big Show starts this Sunday night, the 8th season. How excited are you for Spring to Bones?
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yep.
12.
Who do you think will be the first character to get killed off on Plaintiff's Guns?
I have a feeling Varys.
Do you think there's any chance that you might go back and rewatch some old episodes of Shame the Clones?
I think I will, yes.
Do you think for the 8th season that you and your friends will have viewing parties for Cajun Groans?
I'm trying to set one up.
Will the White Walkers be defeated on Shave the Goats?
I hope so.
What would you say your favorite thing is about Stained McClose?
Man, I mean, if you want me to be honest, I feel like Peter Dinklage.
Who do you want to win on Blame Glenn Close?
Oh, I think Daenerys has to do it.
How do you feel about the ending of Paid to Bone?
I am obviously a little bit sad that we won't get any more after that.
So this Sunday night, do you think you might have some friends over for Grape Nuts and Toast?
Maybe.
I hope you have a great time this Sunday watching Naked Moans.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's in a position of authority.
Authority, so he's got to be right. Grab bag brought to you by Computer Mug North.
That HBO has 5 prequels that they absolutely own. Nobody else is going to be able to do anything with Game of Thrones, and they have paid for the rights to 5 different shows based on Game of Thrones.
I believe it. This is a franchise that's going to go for years and years and years.
Because George R.R. Martin had it set up perfectly, because if you look at the maps, you know, that's the whole beginning of the show, is you're flying over the map of Westeros, and it's very, very similar to Great Britain, and he set it up to be much like that, where there's just thousands of years of history going on in that universe, so you can just make another one.
Yep.
But this happened 10,000 years before that.
Still looks the same.
Yep.
By the way, our buddy Patty O just sent a picture of his yearbook. He went to school with Mikey from the Life serials. Wasn't there the thing that there was Vietnam. Always a story he was killed in Vietnam?
Yep. So was Beaver Cleaver.
Yeah. We'll be back. Your phone calls are next.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Phone lines are open. It's Open Phones Prize Blowout for a Friday. Area code 239-277-9600. Taking your phone calls, you maybe pick up a prize. Maybe I have one pair of tickets left for Swamp Fest Sunday night featuring Pop Evil. I've also been notified, if you go to 96krock.com, there are a few VIP tickets available for Sunday night. With the VIP, you get in like an hour early. You get the table and the chairs and the food and the drink and the...
And things of that nature.
Meet the band and all that stuff. So go to 96krock.com and check it out, because they're going to sell out. They'll be sold out by the end of the day. So have a chance to go into that. I got...
What's not sold out?
What?
Dave. He'll never sell out.
Never, bro.
D-Train just texted me. What kind of idiot puts a pizza in the trunk?
Oh, come on.
What kind of idiot puts a pizza in the trunk?
I got nets in my trunk, bro.
Yeah, they worked.
Secure things.
They worked.
Then why didn't you secure the anchovies?
I can't individually secure each anchovy, bro.
Sometimes that's what's called for.
You keep it in the front seat, or you put it on the floor of the passenger
side. Not with leather, bro.
You put it on the floor.
You could belt it in.
Not with leather, man. The grease will seep into the leather.
And now it's seeping into your trunk.
So did the nets fail? Was there a net failure?
That might have been the issue, yeah.
Well, we got to work on that. How are we going to secure it in the future? Because I will have that pizza again, and I'll have it done right.
Put some cinder blocks in there or something.
Mm. If anybody can figure it out, you will.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Well, you haven't yet.
Shut up.
I usually got to
think about what I'm going to have this weekend.
Yeah, get him something good and sloppy.
Yeah. How about barbecue? Can
you
do that?
Go, yeah.
Like you did last time?
Yeah. Done, son.
And leave the lids open on them.
Hey.
So they spill.
He knows. It's by weight.
Damn right.
I had to check. When I leave the house to come into work, I check my mail, and there was an envelope from Turtlehead. That's where the condo association where I live.
Oh. Before you do that, would you like some background music?
Yes, I would.
You're listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K-Rock. We play the songs Nobody Else Will.
I love that. Oh! Domo.
Domo.
Domo arigato. This came to my mailbox. It's from my association. I'm going to read it verbatim.
From the villages at Turtlehead, and everything has an extra E on it, every word?
Yep. Dear villages at Turtlehead, owner or resident? I'm an owner. Just to let you know that.
Not that it matters.
No.
They still yell at you like you're a tenant.
Like they're doing right now. We have had some reports from owners of male dogs that they are displaying elevated level of behaviors that seem to be related to the attraction to a female animal in heat.
Oh, my God. These associations are insane.
It may be possible that someone has been walking their female animal while the animal is in heat. This is causing some difficulties for owners of male dogs. By way of reminder for those who own female animals, please note page 8, item 9 of the Rules and Regs at Turtlehead, which states, every female animal, while in heat, shall be kept confined in the home by its owner in such a manner that it shall not be in contact with another animal, nor create a nuisance by attracting other animals.
Hold on a second. How did that begin? The exact wording?
Every female animal.
Hold on. It said female animals?
Yes, every female animal.
You know what that is, don't you?
What?
I don't know what this word is. Misogynistic. Misogynistic. A new word to me. What do you make? Oh, well, now I get. Yeah, no, I was reading it the wrong way.
Misogynistic is what that is.
That is. We are asking for your awareness and sensitivity to this issue so that there is not unnecessary nuisances caused by an accidental oversight of this biological process.
Oh, my. Are you kidding?
If you have a female animal, please do not walk them until they are no longer in heat.
That is discrimination.
Your assistance with this request will be greatly appreciated by the owners of male animals in our community. Thank you. At your service, your community management.
That is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Isn't it, though? Secret, secret. 277-9600.
When Ms. Budinski wrote that, went over it many times to make sure it was professional and courteous.
Yep. Everything grammatically correct. Here's the deal. We have one more pair of tickets to Swamp Fest. To Sunday night, Pop Evil, special guests, Memphis Mayfire and Messer. After that, you got to go to 96krock.com and get them. VIP there as well. Babaku Saw, Pewter Mug, Bam's Restaurant. Oh, we got a round of golf at Palmetto Pine. Round of golf at Arrowhead Golf Club. And we got Sunshine Ace Hardware. That's if you contribute to the show. All right.
By the way, these damn associations are out of control.
Yeah, it's insane. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jake from Cape Coral.
Hey, Jake from Cape Coral. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, great to be here, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing K-Rock down there at Cape Coral Bike Night tomorrow night, for real.
I know Zito's going to be down at Bike Night. You know, K-Rock's always down there for Bike Night. It's always great.
Always, always great. Well, this brings me to why I tried. Why I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. A few weeks ago, you guys had on a show about remembering when you were a kid going on field trips with your school.
Yeah,
well, I'm originally from Detroit, and we went to one of the original Battle Creek tours for the Kellogg's company.
Oh, the cereal place.
Oh, my God. This was way back in the day, guys.
A lot of bones in that closet.
no doubt. But what was really funny was they go through the whole process of how the grain barges come in, and they bug bomb them and everything, and they go through the grain, goes into a great big silo, gets all ground up and everything. And they go through the whole process of we see how the cereal's made and boxed and everything. Into the tour, we're sitting in the cafeteria, and this representative from Kellogg's comes in with a tray full of those six-pack cereal boxes.
Yeah.
And starts trying to give them out to the kids. And this one little blonde girl in our class, Mary, she starts screaming, "Oh, my God, I don't want no box of buns!"
I guess you have to be there.
Hair of the Hager brothers. The way they used to do, they used to skim the after they were cooking, it would form a film on the top of the boiling coconut, and they'd skim it and then roast it up and make the flakes.
Yeah. For some reason, it reminds me of spaghetti, because you know, spaghetti, if you leave it too long, it'll hatch bugs.
What?
Hmm? Spaghetti will hatch bugs.
No, it'll attract bugs. Pasta bugs.
No, I think the bugs are in them.
No.
And
no,
then they
no,
hatch.
No. 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 No.
Pasta bugs.
Peter Frampton.
Pasta bugs?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's wheat. It's flour.
I know what I was meaning to tell you.
What?
It's an incredible video. You may not ever want to eat lobster again after seeing it.
Why?
But,
I've eaten lobster all my life.
You remember I told you, just in passing, that the state of Louisiana gave a couple of gator carcasses to scientists, and they took it out to the Gulf of Mexico and dropped it to the bottom to see what would happen? Did you see the video of what happened?
What happened?
Did you see it, Dave?
I caught just a tiny bit.
You don't
bit.
Know.
No, I did.
What happened?
Well, what they theorize is that based on evidence, that on occasion, like during a hurricane or something like that, or the currents get weird, that a gator will get drawn out into the Gulf of Mexico and will just sink to the bottom. Yeah. Doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. And I think they called them like isopeds or something. They're about the size of a football, but they say they're basically the same thing as a roly-poly on the ground, only they're the size of a football.
Yeah.
And they've got cameras on the gator carcass sitting there. It's about a mile down, maybe a mile and a quarter. And these isopeds, which are like a cross between a lobster and a roly-poly, the way that they look, and it shows them just gang up on this gator, and they chew right into the stomach, and then they crawl inside to eat the sweetbreads.
Lobsters are scavengers.
But these things, they say they're a very simple organism as things go, and that these things, that's how they live. They're on the bottom, and they just wait for food to fall to them.
Yes.
And that they can go for like 5 years without eating.
Yes.
And they watched it happen with the gator, because all of a sudden there's plenty of food. These things eat until literally they can't move.
Yeah.
They eat themselves silly.
And I think it's like an ectoskeleton, and then they shed, and then they grow a new shell.
But it is disgusting to watch, I'll tell you that.
No, they're scavengers. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is John Carl from Cape Coral.
Ahoy, John from Cape Coral, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing very well, Stan. My day started very well, got out of work early.
Good.
And, yep, went to my friend's having a barbecue, so I was going to go pick up some stuff. So I was pulling into a retail store. But maybe this has happened to you guys. So you put your turn signal on, so you're going to turn in there, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a bicyclist going down the sidewalk.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, but you know he's not going to stop, right? So, of course, I stopped and wait for him to go, but there's this dumb woman behind me that just wants to lay on her horn because I wasn't completing my turn.
So
I'm a pretty big guy, so, Stan, you might get a kick out of this. Now, I'm not threatening or anything like that, but I put my car in work, or I put my car in park, got out of my car, waved to her with one finger, and got back into my car. And then I went to go get my beer and stuff for the barbecue.
Jeez, it's called situational awareness. And around here, you have cyclists everywhere, and you better be aware of it. And if some old hag bitch is blowing her horn behind me, I'd get pissed off.
Stan,
because she doesn't have an idea.
I would have hit this guy. You can see out of the corner of your eye, this guy was pedaling, and he wasn't going to stop. And so
that doesn't matter. You've affected her day.
Yeah, you've ruined her day.
Ruin her day.
Hey, can I get you something, buddy?
You know what? If you got some food of some sort,
I've got Pewter Mug. I've got Bam's Restaurant. Both of them are in Naples. One's in North Naples. The other one's in Naples. Which one do you want?
How about Bam's Restaurant?
You're going to like it. Hold on. All right. We'll get you set up with it. Hold on. Line two, buddy.
You know, years ago, I would use my horn when appropriate.
Yes.
I don't use it unless I absolutely have to, because you never know who you're dealing with.
You don't drive very far, so.
Absolute law text line.
Sometimes I do.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, God, Stan, tell Haney to stop. No such thing as spaghetti bugs.
I didn't say spaghetti bugs. You said pasta bugs.
Pantry pest. The pasta bugs you're talking about do feed on grains, such as pasta, flour, and I've seen them in a sack of potatoes, too. The names are cigarette beetles. I've never heard
that.
But you've heard of a pasta bug.
Confused flour beetles and sawtooth grain beetle. They all look alike. It can be hard to tell them apart. They can lay eggs in the pasta.
There you go.
But are not found very often. That's the pasta that's been sitting on your shelf, and it has to be infested
with pasta bugs.
With pasta bugs.
But it's infested. The grain's infested.
Not when you. Never mind. More.
You just like to argue with me, don't you?
No. More of your phone calls when we come back.
And one day you'll come in here and go, you know what? I think I got pasta bugs.
And I have
By the way,
what?
Bed bugs?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
They were the outside bugs outside my door.
Oh,
so
like,
as I was unlocking my door to get in, the bugs around the front door were getting me.
Jumping on you.
Yeah.
You have...
So I'm good.
You, for some reason in your chemistry, you send signals that bugs find intoxicating, like the ones that crawled in through the window into your ear.
In my ear. More of your phone calls when we come back and I have
hope you don't have anything feeding off your tears.
Yes. Yeah, they're called sweet bees.
Yep.
We'll be back. I got a special task for Dave when we come back, too. Stan and Haney.
Oh, man.
You're going to love this one, Haney. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, this coming in from Fox News, breaking about 7 minutes ago. Man lights himself on fire on Pennsylvania Avenue. Good for him. A man lit his jacket on fire while on Pennsylvania Avenue this afternoon and is now getting first aid.
Hey, look at me.
Yep, while the North Lawn has been cleared.
Woo, look at me.
Law enforcement officials are telling us to Fox News a developing story. 277-9600.
Well, I hope he got what he wanted.
Yeah, attention. Negative attention, right, Dave?
Nah, he's a sellout, man. He's trying to get somewhere in life.
We have a little bit of an issue here.
We do. It's got to be dealt with.
Several years ago, we had a little mini fridge in the room. And it's getting old. And the thing, when it's running, goes over the air.
Yeah, and, it was
and
really
it's
bad.
So distracting. For
you've
us
heard that, haven't you?
Yeah, where it's just grinding, grinding, grinding.
Yeah, it's like the gears are going or something.
Somebody, for the right reasons, shut the refrigerator off a few days ago.
It's been weeks.
How long has it been? Has it been a week? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a yogurt in there.
Yep. Well, I didn't put it in there.
Neither did I. But I want to get the junk out of there. Dave.
I wonder if that that grown some penicillin by
yeah,
now.
I'm telling you, that's got to be
yogurt,
an absolute mess.
Yogurt unrefrigerated for weeks?
For weeks.
In a dark, dank fridge?
Yeah.
So I'm heating up? I don't have to eat it, right?
Are you suggesting you want to eat
you wouldn't
spoiled
eat
yogurt?
That, would you?
I mean, no, but...
Go in there and just get it out. Right, man.
Are you right. Just, you're hoping nobody dares you to?
Well, I was just, I was curious. I was like, hey, is that what this is?
But if you were dared, you'd probably have to.
Well, you know me.
I don't want to dare you to do that.
Well, I'm not going to dare you to do it.
What do you, oh, come on.
No, I need him. That'll put him out of commission.
Oh.
Will that put you out of commission?
Dollar counts, bro.
Will an
you
Alexander
know that.
Hamilton put you out
Alexander
commission?
Hamilton.
Look.
If he consumes that, it's got to be toxic.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think so.
Really?
I'll make a deal with you.
All right.
I'm not going to make you eat it unless you want to.
Well,
he'd only want to if he was double dog dared.
Look through the...
Are you daring him?
Wait, look. Is that a plain yogurt? Is it a fruit yogurt? What is that? It's a fruit. What kind of fruit?
A fruit.
Mixed fruit? Berry? Raspberry? Yeah. Cherry? What is it?
Dutch apple pie.
Dutch apple.
It's a Dutch apple pie. Oh, yeah, dude.
All right.
I think it's now Blumpkin flavored.
Yeah. Yep. All right. First of all, I need you to get it out of there. Get it.
Look at that. There's a fork.
Oh, you got a fork.
Look at that.
You'll need a fork.
Spoon, I don't know. Not necessary anymore.
Nope.
Fork will hold it right in there nicely. Take a good whiff in that fridge.
I don't know if that's yogurt or cottage cheese now.
Jeez.
How was that allowed to sit there that long? Who put that in there?
I don't know.
Oh.
Close it to that.
Oh.
not so bad, dude.
Dutch apple pie, is it?
Dutch apple pie.
I told you, I need it.
What are you doing?
It's nasty, dude.
Oh, it isn't nasty.
You open it up, man. Even, you There's half-drink stuff
just,
in there.
You just opened the refrigerator, that's all.
What, would you rather have one of the half-drinks?
No.
Come on.
I think you'd be safer with the half-drink.
No, no, man.
Stop now, Dave.
I'm not.
Now, do you
want... I'm salivating, bro.
Do you want to open it?
Yeah, we're opening it.
You're open. Open it.
Crack that seal.
Yep, we're about to, boys. Oh, boy.
And I want you to take a good sniff. This thing has been in there.
All right, here we go. Let's open this bad boy up.
Dutch apple pie, huh? Just like Mama used to make.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, I can smell it over here. Don't do that, Dave. Don't do no.
I need the money. Oh, I need the money. Look at that. I need the
do
money.
Do not do it. Ah!
You dumbass.
I need
can't
the
believe mo- you did that.
I need the money.
Don't stop it. Stop it.
I didn't think you'd take a big mouthful of it like that.
I need the money.
Dave, you want some whiskey?
Stop eating it.
Stop it.
Stop it now. Stop.
Why?
Stop eating it.
Don't eat anymore.
It's making me sick.
Oh, God. This is pathetic.
Oh. All right. Hand it over, dude. Hand it over.
You deserve it.
Thank
you.
I need it bad, dude. I'm broke.
Clean your nose. You got snot coming out.
Do I?
Jeez. Oh, God.
I gotta go wash off.
Oh. Why did you do that, Dave?
God, I need a broke, dude.
You know, and I would have been satisfied with just... Maybe I would have given you the 10 just to smell it.
He wouldn't stop eating it. Why did you keep eating it?
He loved it.
Hey, I'll pull this out of the trash can.
Stop it! What are you doing? No, you don't...
One more?
No!
All right,
no!
Here we go. One more?
No!
Really? Nice big one. Here you go, Zio. Look at that.
God, that's disgusting!
Oh, God!
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Why do I do this?
Oh, you're an idiot. Again, negative attention seeking.
No, Stan, I'm broke. I'm broke, bro. But I'm not now. Look, I mean...
No, you're ready to party.
Yeah, yeah, dude, let's go. Woo.
Got enough for a sixer of Natty Ice.
That's $3.49, Stan.
Oh, you could buy a case. Oh God. I didn't think he was going to do that.
And he wouldn't stop.
And he kept
getting And then he took some more.
What is that?
That's a scented candle to get the smell of spoil out of here.
You got to get rid of that whole thing, man.
Don't worry.
Get it. Just
one more. One more.
I mean, what's the damage at this point?
Yeah, go ahead. Finish it.
If you turn septic, it ain't going to be because you had one more.
Yeah,
oh, my God, my mouth.
You don't want to let good food go to waste.
No, this is horrible.
You don't want to let... Go ahead. I can't even look at you.
Dude, there's chunks in here. There's some kind of weird chunk in there, man.
Who knows? It? Maybe it's like a super antibiotic
Maybe,
he's discovered.
I don't know. It's sick.
All right,
disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
Here you go, Stan.
I don't want to look.
It's been sitting there for weeks.
What do you think, buddy? It looks good, don't it? All right, here we go.
Can't taste that bad. Oh, jeez. Jeez. This is horrible. Oh, God.
All right. I've had enough.
All right, I think you have. Go wipe your face off. You know what? You deserve a shot of whiskey after that.
I'm on the clock, man.
Nah, you're all right.
Yeah, you're good. You're all right.
Look, I wipe off before I shoot
today
whiskey.
Hold it. Here.
Clean your hair. I got another box I brought for Andy.
Well, here, clean yourself up.
Oh,
here,
this is god awful.
Go ahead. Clean yourself up there.
Oh.
You, my friend, deserve this today. You.
I hope you got that $10. You got it in your pocket?
Yeah, dude.
You deserve this today, bro.
Thank you, bro.
You better believe it. That's something, you know what? You deserve. Go ahead. At least get the taste out of your mouth with a little whiskey.
Yeah. Disinfect.
Just disinfect.
Oh, that is so bad.
It sure is. It's horrible. Dutch apple pie. Get it out of your mouth. That'll kill anything.
With whiskey.
You deserve it, buddy.
Horrible.
There you go. Down the hatch.
Hey, what are you doing? You did it again. On the clock. You're drinking whiskey.
Oh, that's a weird mix.
Yeah,
that is such a weird mix.
Well, that's a handcrafted cocktail there.
All right.
Dutch apple shot.
Drinking booze again on
the
clock.
No, I got to hit the bathroom.
You did it again.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I saw you drink it.
It just hit the lips.
You just put the tip in.
You ever see those ever see those Coca-Cola commercials where it's rolling out of there? That's what you did. Get it away from me. Get the yogurt away from me.
Blumpkin flavored yogurt.
Yep. With a whiskey chaser. You are pathetic.
Okay, go clean yourself up.
Go clean yourself. You're a mess. Go clean yourself up. Make yourself presentable.
Pathetic.
What the hell is he doing?
I think he liked it.
You too. That's at least 2 weeks unrefrigerated.
Longer than that. I think it's been since like Christmas.
That's insane. He's going to be sick. He's going to be... Jeez.
Well, if he gets sick before he gets my dinner, I'm going to be very upset.
And plus, it smells. Thank God for this candle. And it's eucalyptus. And we don't even need to light the candle. It's just... It's smelling good. I like that smell.
Well, yeah, if it can...
It's giving me a headache.
Keep the blumpkin away. I don't think Dave knows what those pictures are going to look like either with that coming out of his mouth.
That's true. Ahoy, who's
it has
this?
The consistency of...
Who's this?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Ahoy, this is Paul. You guys are killing me.
Right, I understand, Paul. Try being in this room. 277-9600. Thank you, Paul, for
that
phoning.
That was just insanity.
Yeah, it was stupid. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Greg in Naples.
Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy?
Doing fantastic for a Friday. Not bad.
Yes, sir.
Dan Haney, Dave Waterhead, how are we?
No, he's in the bathroom cleaning himself up.
Yeah, I've been trying to pick myself up off the floor from laughing. That was hilarious.
I cannot believe he did that. I was joking around.
Yeah.
I would have let
him
just
smell it. We never intended him to eat it. We thought
no encouragement either.
No.
Money was the encouragement.
All we planned to do was to have him sniff it. Nobody should eat that.
And I'm not joking. He used a fork because he didn't need a spoon.
Yeah, he probably put his hand on the hot stove, too, as a child.
Oh, you know he didn't. He still does. He didn't
because learn. That started out life as a yogurt, and it ended up with a consistency of like a turned butterscotch pudding.
Yum.
What can I get you, buddy?
Pure mug would be great.
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
God. Why do you do this to yourself?
And the thing is, you're proud of yourself.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not, dude. It's just, I like laughing.
Jeez.
You're insane.
Probably if I got diagnosed.
Yeah, right on. Right on, brother. Probiotics are running wild in Dave's body right now.
God only knows the organisms he just ingested.
Yeah.
That's living.
Brother, ahoy, who's this?
Built up immunities over the years.
Ahoy. I don't know what he just said. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi.
Two things are going to happen. Either the zombie apocalypse or he's going to turn into a superhero.
Yeah. Either way, he's patient zero.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that he ate
it
this
is.
Stuff.
It's like a superhero origin story.
I feel great.
The good old Dutch oven apple.
Yeah, the Dutch apple pie.
Lactose boy.
Yep. Just like Mama used to make.
Hey, can I get you something?
What do you got?
Let's see. I've got my last pair of Swamp Fest tickets for the ranch on Sunday night, Pop Evil. I've got Sunshine Ace Hardware. I've got golf at a couple of places. I've got Bam's Restaurant, Pewter Mug.
What do you got?
Bob-a-cool
I'll take
song.
Ace.
You'll take the Ace Sunshine Ace Hardware?
Sure.
Yeah, you got it. $25. What the
All
hell?
Right.
Hold on, buddy.
What was that song you wanted to hear, Dave?
Well, Devo's got a killer one, man. Gut Feeling.
That's the one.
Was that? Yeah,
that's the one you
about.
Wanted.
Yeah, Gut Feeling.
I think you deserve that.
It's a slow build, but.
Jeez. Line two, buddy.
Wow.
There you go, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Because you said this takes you back,
yeah.
Where you're waiting for a set to come in and then catch that wave, watch it build.
Did you just throw that out?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's in the dumpster. The coon will get it.
No, they won't eat that.
Yeah, a coon would naturally know that's bad.
Well, hey, it is what it is.
There you go. That puts a punctuation on the end there. It is what it is, you know, at the end of the day.
Have you had a doctor look at that thing on your arm?
The nipple? He's growing a nipple on his arm. I think what he's doing is...
Could be ringworm.
No, it's to make extra money. No. It's to make extra money.
Got a head on it.
Yeah, so that they can put that on a woman who's had a damaged nipple. He grows it on his arm and sells it back to him.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted in a great idea. Now would be the time for you and I, Haney, to hide in the K-Rock building Easter eggs. And then on the Friday before Easter, have Dave go around on an Easter egg hunt, find them and eat them.
Does that sound like fun, Dave?
Sounds like fun.
How long has it been since you've gone hunting Easter eggs?
Oh, my God, man.
So maybe next time, Good Friday, we'll have you hunt some Easter eggs.
All right. Sounds
that
good.
That we'll put away this week. Hide.
And right. I know we'll have our usual argument. You'll say, no, that's too easy, Haney. Put it where it's going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, very difficult.
Now we don't have a trash can, Dave. Be careful.
I got a box. Sorry.
You're belching that stuff up.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Dude, do you know what I've ingested throughout my life?
Tell me.
Seriously, though, I've built immunities to every sort of viruses.
Really?
And, you know, I'm sure I have. How could I not?
Then why haven't you killed the cancer?
I don't know, man. Hey, I go to the cancer doctor Monday, too, so I'm stoked about that.
Good deal.
Yeah. Wearing a hat once in a while?
What else have you ingested that most people wouldn't ingest?
Well, Windex.
You see where the Trivago spokes popped?
Yeah.
Rot foods. I think I licked a tampon once.
Fresh one?
No, used. I've done some pretty bad stuff, bro.
What does Windex do for you? Why'd you drink that?
Well, I drank it and then I started snorting it, thinking I would, you know, catch a buzz. Didn't work.
So it was an experiment.
Yeah.
But why did you eat rotted food?
As a dare, you know.
How much did you get?
I had like a real nasty rotten banana, man. How much? I got a little bit of it down, like I did with the yogurt.
No, but I mean, was somebody paying you, or were you just doing
it? No, that's just, you know, kids daring each other, you know? Yeah.
Have you ever had anything that didn't agree with you?
Really, everything goes down pretty good.
You ever eat dog mess? Let me run through my memory bank.
Yeah. Some of the dare.
Yeah, you eat dog mess.
He has.
I'm not going to say that I haven't. All right.
Oh, God.
You've done some things you're not proud of, haven't you?
Absolutely, man.
Does this room smell when you walk into it? Yes, it does.
Sorry about that, boys.
Is there one... Is there one that you would take back if you could?
Huff and butane, yeah.
All right, we got to take
That seems fairly harmless compared to everything else.
Not when you're tripping on acid, no.
Didn't mention that.
Yeah. You remember, he talked about it on the air, taking LSD. It.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't mention that he was huffing butane at the same time.
Well, you get the wah-wahs, you know?
What's the wah-wahs?
Well, you know, like whippets? You know, you ever done a whippet, man, where you're like, wah, wah, wah? It's terrible.
Okay, I got to take
a break. Let's go. I got to go smoke.
Yeah, I got to take a break. Cause,
please do.
Safe word coming up could get you a thou.
This is disgusting.
Like we had a winner yesterday.
Yes, we did. Isn't that right, Brandy?
Yeah, you sweetheart from Moorhaven, you little darling.
This is insanity.
Raising twin boys, going to take the old man to Indiana.
How long will it take to hit him? Does it have to gestate for a day?
It'll hit him before it's over with.
It'll probably take till the weekend to hit him?
He's on adrenaline right now. Safe word next.
You just ingested God knows what, Dave. We didn't know what was in that.
Stan and Haney.
That's like what they grow stuff in a lab.
That's cool, man. 96K
Rock. I'm a human petri dish.
96K. The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You still got about 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock.
Oh, it stinks in here.
I know, I just blew it out.
Yeah, it's not me, man.
We had to get the smell of spoiled yogurt. Still about 4 minutes to get the safe word in. Current. C-U-R-R-E-N-T. Current. Enter it now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app on your mobile device or text the word current to 45911. You got about 3.5 minutes to do it. Current. How you holding up there? You all right there, champ?
Yeah, dude. I feel great.
You know what he said to me when I asked him off the air? No BS. Dave, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine, man. It's been a while since I've had a good puke.
Jeez.
Well.
And now you want a BC.
Well, yeah, because...
No.
Is it what?
Goodies.
Oh, goodies.
Flavored.
Go ahead. You don't do it very well. You don't handle... a goodies.
Well, he can't take. No, he's got to do the flavored ones. He can't take the regular.
In the wax paper?
Yeah. He can't do that.
Yeah, those
go ahead. We'll do the dry flavored powder. Go ahead. Good hard aspirin will work good on that turning stomach.
Yep. That'll fix it right up. That and the whiskey.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
You don't have to deep throat a goodies.
I didn't, bro.
Did you take it?
Make sure I got all the powder.
Did you drink it down there?
Wait.
Good boy.
Hold on.
Good boy.
There's a little bit of dust. Hold on.
Why don't you just do some traffic? It's Friday, so we have Mr. Traffic do traffic.
Oh, damn right. Don't forget about that email. I got to do that.
I'll remember. Remind me again, though. But
I know.
As soon as I see it, I'll know, but I don't know when I'll see it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
K-Rock traffic.
All right. Go ahead. Do the whole routine. Yeah.
Thank you, Stan.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we got 4 on the board. So let's start off in Sanibel. We got some traffic control issues at West Gulf Drive.
Let me
and
tell you.
Tarpon Bay Road. And I did not say that. All right, Fort Myers Beach, crash. Estero Boulevard and Old San Carlos Boulevard. And 2 in Fort Myers, crash. South Tamiami Trail and Youngquist Road. And in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle on Palm Beach Boulevard, the 5000 block. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
No problem.
Coming up in less than 1 hour.
Who's shocked that 4 people were shot and 1 person died at Nipsey Hussle's funeral procession?
I wouldn't expect anything less. Coming up in less than
anybody
1 hour.
Anybody shocked by that?
It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got the headlines staring him right in the face.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Science is out of control. Now, I think most of you know this. What we're dealing with now our level of technology and medicine is many, many years behind what they can actually do.
Oh, I know that.
So by the time we find out about it, it's gone too far. Scientists used gene splicing to create super smart monkeys like Planet of the Apes.
Ah.
How did they do it?
How?
They spliced in human genes in the monkey brain.
I don't need that. That's so unethical.
Well, what's going
to need a monkey telling me what to do?
Well, what's going to kill us first? The killer robots or the monkeys?
Yeah, it's coming.
It's just thinking. Paws off me, you damn dirty ape! Well, that's hate speech. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, Charlton Heston said it.
Well, we need to respect the great apes because they have their own society, even though it looks different to us. We need to respect it.
Right.
And sometimes they feel the need to kill.
He'll silverback.
Now, that doesn't mean that we kill, but we allow them to kill when they need to.
Yep. They're killing for a reason.
Yeah. And usually that reason is just anger.
Yep. Yeah.
The owner of a 7-Eleven in Toledo, Ohio, caught a teenager red-handed stealing from him.
Oh.
Calls the cops, detains the kid, and then he realized what the kid was stealing.
What was he stealing?
Food.
Oh, wow.
Nothing else.
That's, you feel bad about that.
And then the 7-Eleven owner decided to take pity on the young man. We'll tell you what happened.
Okay, in less than an hour.
A drunk man in Naples, Florida.
Yep.
Tries to fight an Olive Garden employee, then proceeds to eat spaghetti with his hands while shirtless.
Well, I've done it at home.
Why do I bet that's a listener of ours?
Oh, you know it is.
And finally, let's play that fun radio game. Let's guess how the threesome ends.
Oh, geez. What kind of threesome? Devil's threesome?
No, it was a good,
good
proper,
straight, normal
God-fearing threesome.
Okay.
Yeah. But, well, we'll tell you how it ended. In less than
thank you, Mark.
These stories are much,
thank
much
you.
More unfortunate. Thank you.
Your way in less than
something
an hour
or other.
Mark, thank you. We all, especially on a Friday, like to laugh. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark,
Stan,
Dave,
Haney,
honey, I'm home.
Hi. Hi.
Woo.
Hi. Hi.
Woo.
Hi.
Time now for today's list.
Hi.
All right.
Okay. Ladies. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Hi.
Ladies.
All right. Today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before going to law school.
Oh, you know, our Brianna there that won yesterday, one of her twins wants to go to law school.
Well, the other one's going to medical school.
That's right. Top things you want to ask yourself before going to law school.
Can I rhyme fit with a quit? Why is any notebook with yellow paper automatically a legal pad?
Think about that. Hmm.
How much have I always dreamed of having a job where I'm completely despised by everyone I meet? If I want to charge people by the hour for screwing them, why not become a hooker? How How many dues must I pay before I get to make a low-budget commercial asking if you've been injured in an accident? How many criminal cases that I study will directly involve Lindsay Lohan?
What the hell? What? Devil's threesome equals Dave, $10, and a crack pipe.
Oh, love it.
But there's only two of those three things can exist at the same time. All three can't exist at the same time.
No. Got to get this stuff, man.
One of them's definitely gone.
Top questions to ask yourself before going to law school.
Yes.
What sport can I fake to get in?
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to list Michael Avenatti as a reference? Do they show you how to make phony evidence with Photoshop, or do I just have to figure that out on my own? Will I learn how to properly fit someone with a neck brace?
Gotta do it. Sometimes that's important. Right, Teddy Kennedy? Era.
I would direct your question to our attorneys. It's a very tragic thing, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't ask me questions like that, here in the bar. I'm grieving.
Yep.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before going to law school.
Yes.
If Kim Kardashian and I ever face off in court, do I get to examine her briefs? And that, my friend, is a fun.
Elvis has left the building.
He sure has.
That's it, baby.
Yep, that's it. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Let's see what we got. Okay. We have a few that would like to answer our question of the week.
That's fine.
And then we have one specifically about Dave. And then we have The Guardian today.
Any hot words from The Guardian we need to be aware of?
I'll check it out when I get to it.
Okay.
This is first from Pat. Ahoy, guys from Tallahassee. In response to your question of the week from yesterday, the first time I ever drove a car was in our 1962 dark blue Dodge Dart. When I finally got behind the wheel, I was probably about 14. My first experience driving happened in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Youper.
Where the only thing I could hit was a tree. Later, I moved into parking lots and then the local Detroit area roadways. One of the joys of driving this car was the transmission because it was a push-button transmission.
Push-button tranny.
I thought it was so cool because other cars did not have a transmission like this. In case you were wondering whatever happened to a push-button transmission, I can tell you what happened.
What happened?
At the Chrysler Corporation, because my dad was the drafting engineer there. He told me because women complained that they were breaking their fingernails on the push-button transmission.
And that's how things happen in the real world.
Still enjoying the show from Tallahassee as often as I can. Be well, stay happy. Signed, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
This is from Glenn, who writes, Ahoy, fellas. Glenn here. First car was a Pinto runabout hatchback 4-speed. Parents both worked on weekends. I was 15 or so. We would pack 4, 5, 6, 7 kids in there, even in the hatchback area, drive like we owned the town. I think I had a record for hit and runs. Minor ones, nothing major.
Went on for a long time until I was driving down the road and there was my mother coming towards us in her car. I waved, she waved back, and then I did a quick U-turn. The Pinto was red with a Starsky and Hutch stripe.
Nice.
What a blast. Signed, Glenn. Here we go. Now we move to Dave.
What?
He's a polarizing figure.
He most certainly is, and Troy believes that as well. Right. Dear Stan and Haney, unfortunately, I caught yesterday's show with Dave on the air.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and I didn't think it could be done, but Dave did it again. My opinion of Dave was on a number scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Before yesterday, he was treading at around 3, 3.5. And I'm
Rock
being,
on, dude.
And I'm being generous. But the bar just set to a new low.
Oh.
So he did the gas station scam? Really? And brags about it? There is nothing worse on earth than scammers, Dave. And you are the epitome of trash.
Sorry, dude. That was funny.
And think about it, guys. You continue to let this S-head around you and still associate with him. If your grandparents, your kids, girlfriend were at a gas station and he walks up, what are you going to think? Please, don't ever let me find you, Dave, at a gas station pulling this.
Well, he forgot his wallet.
Yeah, man.
Dave, your score is now a 5. There is no hope for you. Sincerely, Troy. So I guess 10 being
right.
The worst.
Never say never, Troy.
How is 5? That's right in the middle. I'd be happy with a 5.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
What
he
is
actually
that?
Bumped me up.
Well, and Dave's play, his scam.
Right.
I think it's very effective because what Dave is doing is basically saying, if you give me a couple of bucks, I'll go away. I need help getting home.
Yeah, I literally do.
So if you can give me a couple
right,
of bucks,
man.
I won't be here
it's
anymore.
It's legit, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
You don't get it.
No, I don't get you pulling a gas station scam.
Oh, come on, Stan.
Any hot words today?
No, he's, well, it's mainly about his wife and her birthday and how he had nothing to do with her asking for the pewter mug.
Well, of course we want her to have the pewter mug.
Yep,
that's a given.
And he's got a further question about
Stop,
that.
Stop, dude.
What? What's wrong,
What's the matter?
Dave?
I had a little trapped gas from that damn smell.
What's wrong, Dave?
That just triggered.
It triggered a dry heave because I had a little kickback?
Yep, sure
oh,
did.
You big baby. Big dirt baby. Ahoy, gentlemen. This is The Garden, by the way. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, thanks so much for wishing Jane a happy birthday.
Well, we love Jane.
Now, I had nothing to do with her asking for the pewter mug. That was all her. And you're right, guys. She is a saint of a woman, and I am the luckiest man on earth. Without her, I would have never made it this far. That I believe.
Well, he's said that many times.
Yeah. You see, when we met, I was going down a certain path of destruction, like Dave. It was like God sent me my own angel. He made me see things in life that I hadn't even thought about, and I thank God every day for her. Besides, who else would put up with my crap? And come Monday, it will be 31 years we have been married, but we have been together 35, 4 years living in sin.
Well, Guardian, you're a very lucky man. I'm still waiting for my angel. Stan's found his.
Yeah, I have. Again, thanks for the wishes and the certificate to the pewter mug. Hey, how about that no political talk? Pretty proud of me, aren't you?
No hot words at all,
nope.
Huh?
Can I pick up the certificate, or does Jane have to pick it up?
Uh,
guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Friday afternoon. About, I don't know, 16, 17 minutes before quitting time. We're going to do some traffic here for you, and then I'm going to tell you about Swamp Fest. You better act fast. There's only a few VIP tickets left for Swamp Fest this Sunday night. I'll give you the details in just a second, but right now it's traffic time, and Mr. Traffic's got it all set up here for you. Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, Stan. Almost quitting time.
Woo! Yeah, woo, woo, woo.
Come on.
I got a road right. watcher here yeah. For just in, and we want to thank our road watchers.
What do we got?
We got a crash on Palm Beach Boulevard involving an 18-wheeler right before the Hendry County line. Mm. And I think you've got a few other things. Don't
yes,
you?
I do, buddy. I got two in Fort Myers report. First one's on South Point Boulevard and College Parkway. And the second crash is in the 15,000 block of Summerlin Road. You're up to date. Another update in 30 minutes.
All right. Swamp Fest featuring Pop Evil with special guests Memphis Mayfire and Messer. It's going to be this Sunday night at the ranch in Fort Myers. Get your tickets. Brought to you by Tender Moments and Stu's Motorcycles. You got general admission tickets, should be no problem, and VIP packages, which are going fast. That includes meet the bands and get in there like an hour early, get some food, and get to hang out. Go online right now, 96krock.com, and get your tickets set, because this baby is Sunday night at the ranch, Swamp Fest, Pop Evil. You all right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Sorry, man.
No problem. Ahoy.
Oh. Hi, Stan.
Is this Billy?
Yeah.
Hi, Billy. How are you, buddy?
Hey. Pretty cool. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, how are things going for you on a Friday? You finish school?
Yeah, school sucks.
I know. I know. Things getting better with your parents?
Nah.
What can I do for you, Billy?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't really want to talk about that stuff.
Okay, I understand. It's tough. You know, at your age, it's tough dealing with parents, telling you what to do, getting the schoolwork done, when all you want to do, and I can tell, I know how it is, you just want to be free.
Yeah. Hey, is Dave there?
He sure is, Billy. Would you like to talk to him? Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah.
Billy, put the smokes down, Billy. Yeah. Dave's here. Will you want to say hi to Dave?
Hell yeah.
What's up, Billy?
There he is. There's your buddy, Woo! Dave.
Woo! Woo! How you doing today, brother? Friday, man.
Oh, man. You are WFO, man.
Yeah, brother. I've lived that way my entire life, Billy.
Man, you're like a god.
Don't emulate him, Billy.
Yeah, Billy, I'm telling you, man. Some people do say that, you know, that guy is just a true legend.
Did you really eat that Dutch apple pie yogurt?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Well, I mean,
man, you are the man.
It's nothing, Billy. It's just, you
know.
What's
so cool about that, Billy? Why would you think that's cool, eating spoiled food?
You wouldn't get it, Stan, because you're not hardcore like Dave.
That's right, Billy. I'm telling you, Stan doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. You, on the other hand, you can learn to understand it, right?
Eating bad food's hardcore.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, hell yeah. And then after he vomited four times, mm-hmm. he took a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, bro, you got to wash down that vomit.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's hardcore, Billy.
Billy, come on. Don't even bring up about whiskey and stuff and thinking that's good. You're too young to be drinking.
You know what, Dave?
What's that, brother?
My mom eats this lady yogurt.
Ugh.
And I stole one of them, and I'm putting it under my bed.
There you go,
bro. Don't do that, Billy. Don't do that.
Well, she's been a real bitch to you lately, right, Billy?
Don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's...
Drinking that wuss beer.
How long do I have to let the yogurt sit there before I can eat it and be hardcore like you?
Brother, listen. Stick that stuff somewhere like in your sock drawer or something.
Don't you think you should be telling him don't do that?
Stan, he wants to be hardcore. Billy, don't listen to Stan. Stan's one of these guys. Yeah. He likes to, you know, rain on your parade when you're having a good time.
Were you having a good time? Were you having a good time?
Hell yeah, I made $10.
And I wish somebody would pay me $10.
I'm telling you, Billy.
Billy, he did it for $10. If you're just putting some of your mom's yogurt underneath the bed for two, you know, you're not making any money doing that.
No, but I still, it's got to sit there a while, and that'll give me time to find a way to swipe some whiskey.
Billy, here's you know what? You can make money on it this way, Billy.
Jesus.
Get the yogurt, stick it in, you know, somewhere for 3 weeks. Feed it to your mom, film it on your phone, put it up on YouTube.
Oh, that's hardcore, man.
Bro, you'll be getting hits like crazy. And you know what? That turns into revenue, bro.
Do you mind if we have some real talk?
Sure, man.
Just shoot straight with me.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I like girls and all, and just trying to figure everything out.
Yeah.
And it just seems like there's so many homos around now.
You know what, Billy? It's something that you have got to deal with in your system now, in your school system. And that's just, you know, that's a sad thing because when I went to school, Billy, you know, you were
there were no homos.
There were very few homos. And if you were a homo, you didn't say it, you know.
You don't think you're a homo, do you, Billy?
Oh, hell no.
You like girls?
Yeah, and before we were talking about where babies come from and all that, and I understand how all that works because it's like it's set up that way, you know, when a guy and a girl get together. But real talk, it doesn't work that way with homos. So what do they do?
Dave?
Billy.
Because it's like a man has a screwdriver that goes into a screw.
You don't want to know what that community does, Billy. That you stay away.
Remember, Dave, back in the old days where we'd go to the nuts and bolts party, huh?
Right.
You remember those days?
Yeah.
You know, and the Billy, girls would get the screws.
Billy, don't go to no homo spin the bottle thing or nothing like that. You don't want to do this stuff, Billy.
No, I mean, I don't understand because when a guy and a girl do it, it's because because I guess biologically you're trying to make a baby even if you don't want to have a baby.
Well, not but necessarily, Billy. I mean, you know, a lot of people...
whole act is what it's set up for.
Well,
I think Billy knows more about this
than you do. Let me tell you what, Billy. Sometimes you have the... I don't know how you say this for you, Billy, because you're only 12. This is rough. Billy, sometimes people have relations for fun. You know what I'm saying? Not just necessarily to have a baby.
I'm not stupid, you dumbass.
Hey, man. You ain't got to use that language with me, Billy.
I'm sorry.
Stop treating him like a kid,
I thought we were bros, man, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm telling you how to score beer and everything else drinking whiskey, and now you're going to come at me like that.
Spoil food.
Yeah, but that's because you don't talk at me like I'm a little bitch.
Oh, okay. All right, Billy. I'm going
to
calm
down. But what I mean is, like, are homos just trying to piss people off? Because nobody would really want to do that.
You know what? I don't know, bro, because I'm not a homo. I don't know what they think.
Oh, you've been around it.
Don't listen to Stan, Billy. He doesn't know what... You know, I don't know what homos think, Billy, because I am not a homo. And they just like dudes. Dudes like dudes for some reason.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
Bro, I don't get it either. I'm telling you, man. I go, what's up with this?
We're talking, you were talking on such an intelligent
plane. Well, of course, Stan. This is Billy, man. That's my bro.
So you're talking down to him a
little
bit?
No, it's my bro, man.
Help him understand.
I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking they got to do this to just piss people off. Like, they had a bad breakup or something, and they
nah. No.
Like,
no.
Then, like, dudes start hating ladies, and ladies start hating on dudes.
You know what, Billy? I think you might be teaching me something. That's a possibility. That is a possibility. That a guy and a girl, and the guy gets scorned, so he's going to go.
So he starts liking guys?
I don't know, Stan. Dudes are weird nowadays. I don't know. I'm not part of that group.
Because I know when my mom got really pissed off at my dad, like right before they got divorced, she totally lezzed out one night.
Oh, well, that's, you know, Billy.
What was she doing?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't see everything.
Did you hear noises, Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of noises did you hear?
The kind of noises she used to make when my dad lived with us.
All right. Probably a couple of ladies in there scissoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, see, with lesbos, I know I know they use power tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Cordless.
But why would they do that? Because that tells me what they really want is a man.
Well, yeah, they want a man.
They're lesbians.
They like men, too. Maybe they're bisexual. Well, she could be bisexual, Billy. It sounds like your mom's bisexual to me.
I think she's just a kook.
Billy, come on, man.
Billy, is there anything else you want to ask Dave?
Feed her some yogurt,
before
Billy.
Don't do the yogurt stuff.
Feed her the yogurt, Billy.
Respect your mom and her wishes.
Don't listen to Stan. Put it on YouTube.
Go to school.
Make you some money, and then you can get you some beer and drugs and everything else you need.
Stop telling him about a 12-year-old he can get beer and drugs.
What's your favorite beer?
Mine?
Yeah,
because he wants to emulate you. If you're drinking something, Billy wants to drink something too.
Bro, I'm going to tell you what, Billy. Start with a 4-pack of Natty Ice, then work to the 4-pack of Natty Light. Then you can maintain.
I want to get all effed up and skate.
Damn, dude, let's rip!
Do you know who you're talking to? A 12-year-old.
The guy.
Well, then again,
the kid.
You're 45, but a 12-year-old. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Good boy.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
So be it.
Yep. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Friday afternoon. And I know we got traffic coming up, Mark Haney in the news, but I'm going to give you a Stan and Haney insta-win. We've got one more pair of tickets, guest list, so you don't have to come down and pick them up. One final pair of tickets to go to Swamp Fest Sunday night at the ranch to see Pop Evil. 277-9600.
Dave, you're starring in that show, aren't you?
Sunday?
Yeah, bro.
Absolutely, man.
277-960. Caller number 9 will get the last pair of tickets because we gotta call it in to the ranch, let them know who's coming.
Does Pop Evil open for you or what?
Yeah. I'm the headliner that night.
Okay. Yeah, you sure are. You think you are wherever you go.
Yeah.
277-960.
Headliner in the Daily Breeze.
Caller, yep. Caller 9 gets the last pair of tickets, guest pass, on the guest list for Swamp Fest Sunday night.
You know what, Stan? I know we've got the news coming up and everything, but it is a Friday.
Yeah.
And there is something that just needs to be done at this point, and it falls to me, okay?
Okay.
It needs to be done.
Are you going
to
do it?
Yep.
Okay, do it. There it is. Yes. There we go.
You're welcome.
I'm a girl watcher.
Yes.
I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My.
my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime. Well, on whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game. I do so well.
Oh, let's do it again.
I'm a girl watcher.
What are you?
I'm a girl watcher.
Yeah.
Watching girls go by.
My, my, my.
I'm a girl watcher.
See, Billy needs to listen to this. Watcher. Don't worry about homos.
I don't know. Is this inappropriate now?
I don't think so. There's nothing wrong with looking. It's the Joe Biden touch that's a problem.
You're still allowed to look?
Yep.
This word is misogynistic.
Hello there, female. My, my, but you do look swell. Would you please walk a little slower? I wonder if you know.
See, this is so much fun. They've criminalized it now.
I know. On a
show. Could you please walk a little closer?
Let's do it.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm my a net. Girl watcher.
You sure are.
Here comes one now.
My, my, my. Mm,
mm, mm, mm. Let's get you updated
You're
on
welcome.
Traffic. That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. That's one of another one. Ain't gonna get out of your head that easy.
I'm a girl watcher.
I'm a girl watcher.
Watching girls go by. My, my, my.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
There's Mr. Traffic.
You got that right, Stan. Woo!
See, things were fun.
Yep.
Quitting time. All right, two on the board here. Let's start in Sanibel. We have a crash on the Sanibel Causeway with injuries, so be on the lookout for that there. And then in North Fort Myers, we have a crash. North Cleveland Avenue at Pine Island Road. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Waterman. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is a news report. The American people want to know the important issues and events of our day. What makes them important and why? And that such knowledge can come only from an objective presentation of facts. We all need to understand the world in which we live.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, April 12th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Did Not Know.
Okay.
Stan, Haney. Out of all of the money in the world, how much of it, in a percentage... Mm. Is physical cash something you can touch?
Not much. 15%. Not much. You'd be surprised. It's all computer transactions now.
Only 8% of the money in the world currently even exists as cash. The rest, just numbers in computer memory.
Before computers and I'm not talking about home computers. You go back to probably the 60s, 50s. It was done. Transactions were done by those big giant computers before then. That's why we had, you don't have them anymore, the $100,000 bill. Woodrow Wilson was on that.
So they could move it around.
So they could move it around. Now they don't have to. It's all on the computer.
You and I have played a slot machine or two in our time.
Yep.
You know, when you think about slot machines, an image comes to mind, and probably at least one of those images will involve like a pair of cherries or a banana or something.
Yep.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Slot machines show fruit symbols because when they debuted in the late 1800s, some of the prizes really were the fruits they showed you.
That's a fact.
By giving away fruit instead of money, companies avoided breaking gambling laws.
And the slot machines back then looked nothing like the ones that are today. And that's true. If you got yourself three lemons.
That's what you get.
You got lemons.
Woo!
Cherries. Got cherries.
How many texts do you think you deal with in, say, a week? Couple?
A couple of texts?
Yeah.
I get a lot of texts.
Okay.
Probably, definitely more than phone calls.
So it's very routine now.
Yep.
It wasn't that long ago that there was no such thing as a text message.
I know. Try that on your flip phone.
You know when the first ever text message was sent?
I don't know. Probably about 15 years ago.
Not longer. It was December 3rd, 1992, and it was sent by a British engineer. Want to guess what it said?
Hi.
No, it was wordier than that.
Oh.
It said, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. What? Merry Christmas?
Yeah, it was December 3rd, 1992.
And who was it sent to?
I don't know who it was sent to. It was sent by a British engineer.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
The Havasupi Indians have a reservation near the floor of the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
It is the only place in America that receives daily mail delivery via mule. Take the mail down every day.
I'm doing like a mule. They always say this about horses, but horses keep breaking their legs and stuff. Remember when I was a kid? And the same thing goes for a mule, a donkey, a horse. They would refer to horses as sure-footed, meaning that each time the hoof would go down onto the ground, they knew where they were putting it and that it was stable ground. And they would say that, going down mountains and
cliffs.
Well,
yeah, it depends on what you want the horse for,
yep.
You know.
They are a sure-footed animal.
You don't want a thoroughbred when you're climbing mountains.
No, legs like toothpicks.
You know, and when you're hauling beer, you want a Clydesdale.
Yep. Yep.
Science is out of control. For the first time ever, scientists in godless red China.
Hey, you know what? It's true.
Have combined human genes with monkey genes.
So wrong.
What's the goal?
A human monkey?
The red Chinese are trying to create super smart monkeys, just like Planet of the Apes. They spliced human brain genes into a monkey brain, and then they tested the monkeys to see how much smarter they were.
Dr. Zaius, how much smarter are they?
Well, their brains didn't get any bigger physically, but they did far, far better on memory tests. And their brains took longer to develop, less like a monkey and more like a human child.
I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that.
Now, although it's measurable, they say it's not a big enough difference to make any sort of big impact now.
Gotta give them more human DNA. Juice it up.
But one, well, and keep in mind, this is what they're willing to tell the public.
Right.
One expert at the University of Colorado described it aptly as a, quote, slippery slope.
Of course it is.
You see, when you don't believe in God,
yep.
That gives you the right to play God.
Yeah.
Because who cares?
Yep. And you're no better than a Dr. Frankenstein.
I believe that's pronounced Frankenstein.
My bad.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a gentleman by the name of Jay Singh moved to the U.S. from India about 12 years ago, and he owns a 7-Eleven in Toledo, Ohio.
That's a good story.
Last Saturday, he caught a teenager stealing from him. He noticed the kid acting suspicious, then called him out on it, and told an employee to call 911. He stopped him. The kid knew he was caught and begged Mr. Singh, "Can I just put the stuff back and you'll let me leave?" Mr. Singh said no. "You take what you stole and I want you to put it on the counter right now." He did. What did the kid steal?
What?
Food.
Yeah.
When he asked the kid why he was stealing, he said he was hungry. And that he took as much as he could because he was trying to get food for his younger brother as well. Well, at that point, Mr. Singh told the employee to call the cops off. Tell him we don't need him. Then he proceeded to fill up a whole bag with food and handed it to the kid. A customer there, a Cedric Bishop, said the entire exchange made him pretty emotional. Then he posted about it on Facebook, and well, guess what happened next? Local TV news said, "We got a feel-gooder here."
Yep.
Mr. Singh didn't have much to say.
Good.
He just said he didn't want to ruin a kid's life over it, and that in his native India, it is considered a blessing to give food to someone who's hungry.
Yep. But then the TV news had to get somebody tweeted, and TV news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good deeds happen
all the
time. Every day, all over the country, all over the world. But somebody wants to go and have a tea. That's what they do at the local TV stations, have that little morning thing. Where can we go? Well, somebody tweeted they gave food. Great story. Great human interest. You go on it,
Take the
Becky.
Camera, throw a cape on them.
Yep. Yep.
This next story is difficult to do because I would bet you that this may involve someone that listens to this show.
If it was the story you were doing during the headlines, I'm willing to put a few bucks on it because it sounds like it's right in the K-Rock wheelhouse.
And I will say that if the subject of this story is a listener and would like to tell us his side of the story, we'd be happy to listen.
More than happy.
Having said that, 32-year-old Ben Padgett showed up at the Olive Garden in Naples on Sunday and began harassing customers.
Oh, geez. He wasn't looking for that giant meatball, was he?
I don't know. He was asking people for money.
A Dave type.
Shouting various profanities, threatened to beat up an employee, and also questioned whether that employee was male or female below the belt. By the time police arrived, he was outside on a bench shirtless, eating spaghetti with his hands.
I love it.
It is not clear where he got the spaghetti, if somebody gave it to him, or if he...
That's exactly what happened.
Or if he took it off somebody's plate. Evidently, there was an odor of alcohol.
You don't say.
He had so much food on his face, police forced him to wipe himself with paper towels before they would cuff him.
Oh, God.
In his mugshot, he still got sauce on his forehead. He is facing charges of disorderly intoxication.
I know exactly what happened. He's going around asking for money, asking you guy or girl under right there. Somebody had a to-go bag, and just to get him off him, reached in there in one of those aluminum things that were all thumbed down with the cardboard on the top.
Thumb the foil down over the cardboard.
Handed him that. He's out there.
He's happy now.
Yep. Spaghetti.
Yep. Mission accomplished.
Eating with his hands. Shirtless.
Or as I call it, Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, it's time to play that fun radio game. How did the threesome end? A 33-year-old woman in Woodbury, New Jersey, named Tasia Young.
Hey, Tasia.
Agreed to have a threesome with her boyfriend last Saturday, and they brought another woman over to his apartment.
Yeah.
Then, when they were done doing things to and with each other, the boyfriend politely called a cab for Tasia to take home. He allowed the other woman, however, to stay.
Yeah. I'll get you home later, baby.
Now, it's not clear if the other woman stayed the night or left later on, but what we do know is this. Tasia responded by going back the next day and setting his apartment ablaze.
Oh.
And this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. She'd actually stopped and purchased Zippo fluid at the gas station.
A good igniter.
Emptied the entire thing on his front door, made sure she got plenty under the door, and then lit a match. The building had what officials call extensive damage, but no one was injured. She turned herself in on Tuesday and confessed to everything. When they asked why she did this, she replied simply that she needed to, quote, hurt somebody.
Right on.
She's facing charges for arson, assault, criminal mischief, and multiple counts of endangering another person.
See, these
another one in the books.
Tasia, they want to all use, like, Zippo fluid and stuff. Magicians use that stuff, and it burns off quick. You want to make an impact. Coleman lantern fuel. That stuff is that'll...
They don't need to know that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, forget I said Coleman lantern fuel.
Yeah, but those threesomes really spice things up, don't
sure
they?
Sure do.
They, it always brings, ends happily.
Yeah,
it
brings you closer together, doesn't it?
Yep, it really does. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Friday, April 12th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Mark, thank you. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending the week with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock, and he is going to have your 6 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. He's become Friday's Mr. Traffic, the man who's got all the info.
Friday's Mr. Traffic.
Yep, Dave. Jeez.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, same routine.
Thank you, Stan. Took it right out of my mouth. Woo! All right, we got four on the board here. Let's start in Lehigh. We got a crash, Ida Avenue and Lee Boulevard. Fort Myers, we have a crash.
Fat Tony used to do.
Well, man, it's because of all that yogurt's coming
up.
Yeah,
he's got active cultures.
Yeah, it's like gurgling. All right, Fort Myers crash.
He's trying to crawl out of his stomach.
The 9000 block of Point Club Drive. And North Fort Myers, we have a crash. North Cleveland Avenue and North Key Drive. And you're up to date.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stan, this seems appropriate today.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation.
A lot of people should be thanking us for this.
Fearing her escape impossible,
a lot of people
she
request,
seeks comfort in the arms
receive.
Of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a...
Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine...
Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars.
bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, No anchovies, please.
You're welcome. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K Rock.
If you have bad children, beat them. That's what I'm saying. Beat your kids. Yes, beat your kids. Go ahead. But do not beat them the way my mom used to beat us. My mom had that single mother disgruntled ass whooping. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the ass whooping that's on every syllable of every word. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me break it down for some of you. You don't know what I'm talking about. It's like this. Don't you ever do that again. But my mom went to school. She knew how to use big words if she was upset. She'd be like, get to your room. Expeditiously. My sister'd be right behind her, antagonizing her. We were traumatized. We were the kids in an English class. The teacher would say, kids, can anybody tell us how many syllables are in expeditiously?
Look at this, Dave. Jackass Dave forgot to mention the crash that I'm currently in right now, stuck on I-75 northbound at exit 111, 17-minute delay. Nice job, buddy. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy!
Hi. Stan?
Is this Billy?
Yeah.
Hi, Billy. How are you, buddy?
Hey. Pretty cool. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, how are things going for you on a Friday? You finish school?
Yeah, school sucks.
I know.
Hey, is Dave there?
He sure is, Billy. Would you like to talk to him? Billy, are you smoking?
Yeah.
Billy, put the smokes down, Billy. Yeah. Dave's here. Will you want to say hi to Dave?
Hell yeah.
What's up, Billy?
There he is. There's your buddy, Woo! Dave.
Woo! Woo! How you doing today, brother?
Do you mind if we have some real talk?
Sure, man.
You know, I like girls and all, and I'm just trying to figure everything out.
Yeah.
And it just seems like there's so many homos around now.
You know what, Billy? It's something that you have got to deal with in your system now, in your school system. And that's just, you know, that's a sad thing because when I went to school, Billy, you know, you were
there were no homos.
There were very few homos. And if you were a homo, you didn't say it, you know.
You don't think you're a homo, do you, Billy?
Oh, hell no.
You like girls?
And before, we were talking about where babies come from and all that. And I understand how all that works because it's like it's set up that way, right? You know, when a guy and a girl get together. But real talk, it doesn't work that way with homos. So what do they do?
Dave?
Billy.
Because it's like a man has a screwdriver that goes into a screw.
You don't want to know what that community does, Billy. That you stay away.
Remember, Dave, back in the old days where we'd go to the nuts and bolts party, huh?
Right.
You remember those days?
Yeah.
You know, and the Billy, girls would get the
screws. Billy, don't go to no homo spin the bottle thing or nothing like that. You don't want to do this stuff, Billy.
No, I mean, I don't understand, because when a guy and a girl do it, it's because because I guess biologically you're trying to make a baby, even if you don't want to have a baby.
Well, not necessarily, Billy. I mean, you know, a lot of people.
Dave, the whole act is what it's set up for.
Well,
yes. I think Billy knows more
about
this than
you do. But see, let me tell you what, Billy. Sometimes you have the, I don't know how you say this for you, Billy, because you're only 12. This is rough. Billy, sometimes people have relations for fun, not just necessarily to have a baby.
I'm not stupid, you dumbass.
Hey, man, you ain't got to use that language with me, Billy.
I'm sorry.
I thought we were...
Stop treating him like a kid,
I thought we were bros, man, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm telling you how to score beer.
Yeah, but that's because you don't talk at me like I'm a little bitch.
Oh, okay. All right, Billy. I'm going to calm down.
But what I mean is, like... Are homos just trying to piss people off? Because nobody would really want to do that.
You know what? I don't know, bro, because I'm not a homo. I don't know what they think.
Oh, you've been around it.
Don't listen to Stan, Billy. He doesn't know what... I don't know what homos think, Billy, because I am not a homo. And they just like dudes. Dudes like dudes for some reason.
I don't get it.
Bro, I don't get it either. I'm telling you, man. I go, what's up with this?
We're talking, the two of you are talking on such an intelligent plane.
Well, of course, Stan. This is Billy, man. It's my bro.
So you're talking down to him
a little bit?
No,
it's my bro, man.
Help him understand.
I was thinking about it, and I'm thinking they got to do this to just piss people off. Like, they had a bad breakup or something, and they want to...
No.
Then, dudes start hating ladies and ladies start hating on dudes.
You know what, Billy? I think you might be teaching me something. That's a possibility. That is a possibility. That a guy and a girl, and the guy gets scorned, so he's going to go.
So he starts liking guys?
I don't know, Stan. Dudes are weird nowadays. I don't know. I'm not part of that group.
Because I know when my mom got really pissed off at my dad, right before they got divorced, she totally lezzed out one night.
Oh, well, that's, you know, Billy.
That, what was she doing? Billy, what was she doing?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't see everything.
Did you hear noises, Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah? What kind of noises did you hear?
The kind of noises she used to make when my dad lived with us.
Oh, yeah. Probably a couple of ladies in there scissoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, see... With lesbos, I know I know they use power tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Cordless.
But why would they do that? Because that tells me what they really want is a man.
Well, yeah, they want a man.
They're lesbians.
They like men, too. Maybe
no,
they're
bisexual.
Well, she could be bisexual, Billy. It sounds like your mom's bisexual to me.
I think she's just a kook.
Billy, is there anything else you want to ask Dave?
What's your favorite beer?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to emulate you. If you're drinking something, Billy wants to drink something too.
Bro, I'm going to tell you what, Billy. Start with a 4-pack of Natty Ice, then work to the 4-pack of Natty Light. Then you can maintain.
I want to get all effed up and skate.
Damn, dude. Let's rip.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.